This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, good morning. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass on a Wednesday where we're giving away Lions tickets, where we're talking about our baseball team down the stretch could clinch a playoff spot as soon as Thursday with the magic number down to 4. Ideally Friday, because you could do it after a win, and Friday rolls into weekend, everybody's partying. But hey, playoff baseball feels inevitable for the city of Detroit after yesterday's results.
Yeah. I mean,
and look at you. You are taking it reverse Major League. An extra item of Tigers clothing every day. Tigers hat, now Tigers jersey. Yeah,
I think everybody is going to be appreciated. I'm doing the reverse Major League.
Trust us, we are. Yes. Heather has volunteered her closet to help you complete this for every win. We'll get you another item.
I'm waiting for the t-shirt. Maybe the hoodie, something like that. You know, I mean, I can't promise it won't end up being ripped.
I got a real cute jean jacket.
Oh, a jean jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, John. Oh,
I might have to cut the sleeves off.
Okay.
Oh, do you ever want it back?
I mean, I never wear it.
Okay.
I used to wear it.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Nowadays, it's been in the closet for a decade. Now it's time to break it out.
I could. Maybe.
I'm going. I'm going to the game tonight.
I'm still not sure it would fit even if I took the sleeves off.
I said I'm going tonight. When's the last time you guys have been out? Like, it feels like tonight's a good night for people to get to the ballpark. Heather, you used to work there all the time.
I've only been to one game since I stopped working there.
Yeah, this is the first year I haven't been to a Tigers game in a long time. I didn't go to, and not many people went, if any, in 2020, but
right.
I've always been able to make one or two.
Yeah, same.
But they didn't start their, resurgence. And normally, I don't care. I just like to take the family. But the resurgence happened in August, which paired with football season.
Yep.
And a weeknight is just not in the cards for me to get downtown.
Has Teddy been to a game? Have you taken him yet?
We were supposed to, but then, he, as kids do, they get sick whenever you have something fun planned.
He would have a blast.
Oh, yeah. It would be unbelievable. And he loves baseball. He sits there and watches baseball with me all the time. Loves baseball. All of his favorite movies are baseball movies. So, yeah, he would have a great time. And if we could get down there tonight, it would be a great time.
It feels like a real-life movie that's taking place in front of us. Angels in the outfield, Field of Dreams, Major League. Everybody's made references on ticket text. Let's get to the phones. Adam, you're waiting. You're on 97.1. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I want to play devil's advocate because while everyone's like loving what Detroit's doing right now, and it's great. But my biggest concern is for the off season and how everyone thinks that Chris Illich is like a cheapskate, including myself, when it comes to spending money. I still think there's clear holes on this team, and my biggest fear is he's going to say, "Oh, we can get to the playoffs under $100 million payroll. We don't need to try to go get an Alex Bregman." We don't need to try to go get a Christian Walker. We don't need to try to maybe get a project to, build back up like a Shane Bieber, for instance.
Walker Buehler, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, it's like, we've had proven history with like Lorenzen and Flaherty that guys can come here and get better, move on, and use them as trade bait. But I'm kind of done with that. Like, I kind of want to get some guys to be sustainable Tigers, like, for longer contracts. And that's my biggest fear. I don't know what you guys think, but I don't think anyone's talked about it. And another reason I think that is because they did hire a dude from the the Tampa Bay Rays named Rob Metzler, and I think he's their analytical and scouting guy now, and that's how Tampa operates. So I'm wondering if that's what you guys have thought of or anything like that.
Well, we can only take them at their word. And actions are going to speak louder than words. And the actions right now are that, yeah, they're not willing to spend. But Scott Harris has said when the foundation is there, the resources will be there. So the challenge is this often is off season is put your money where your mouth is.
Adam, I don't think the fear is unfounded given the reluctance to spend from the current regime. I like that it applies pressure, though.
If they
get in, and really even if they didn't get in at this point, it's clear you're so close you do need to add. But especially if they get in and you get a whiff of postseason success, it should only fuel an offseason where you add Willy Adames at shortstop or Christian Walker at first base. And the idea is you can never have enough good players. I know they have young players, but when we had Scott Harris on in the summer, you know, I asked him, can you do both? Can you develop guys and support the young players? And you know, we danced around that conversation a little bit. And he did say, yes, you need to be able to do both. So I think this offseason, the goal is, while Trey Sweeney and Jace Young and Torkelson, they have a really young infield with Colt Keith, they're not all going to be all-stars. Give AJ more good players and let him continue to manage with even better baseball players. Give him options and more flexibility, because then it takes a team that's on the cusp of the playoffs and maybe makes them a team that could win a division, that could win a World Series. I think that's what I'm hoping this run is. And maybe that's glass half full that I'm hoping that this pushes them. I do understand the fear. I mean, we had Jason Benetti on and we asked him about spending. He said,
where would you put him?
And it's Jason.
That's a very cringe comment. And
we love Jason, to be clear.
I don't want to throw him under the bus. But you also believe that, hey, the guy that is on the home broadcast probably has some conversations with Scott Harris, with ownership at some point. And you'll hope he's not just towing the company line. I understand where he's coming from, but when he says that, both of you and I looked at each other in the moment. We're like,
Jason, come on. That's not what we want to hear.
Where are you going
to
put him? I mean, I can figure a couple of spots to put him. And you always go back to, can you really ever have too many bats? What if, and let's just, you know, hey, we're going to have him on later, Kerry Carpenter. What if one of your players gets hurt and misses 60 games in a season? You got to have somebody that you can go to that can also hit.
I'm right there with you. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, look, this has been awesome. It's been magical. But this team is still struggling to hit and score runs. This team needs a bat. And however you want to puzzle and piece that together, they need a bat from outside the system. And the puzzle of the infield, is Torque part of this? Who knows? Do you shift Keith the first and Young to second? We're probably going to get those answers next year. But third base is potentially open. But then you got Young, and I can see the path to what that caller was saying, that the only thing they add is a pitcher.
They replace Flaherty because you got to go through 162 games.
And Maeda.
And Maeda. Is Baez on the roster next year?
Oh, that's where, I mean, it's my deal breaker. I just don't, you have to pay him anyways.
Correct.
Bye.
It's what's best for the team is to not play him. And I think they've shown that over the last 30 or so games where they've won two of every three and they're the best team in baseball in that span. Dylan and Southgate, this is the story we were looking for. You're going to your first game of the season tonight.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, guys. Not only is it the first game I'm going to, I actually haven't even watched the Tigers on TV. I just have been listening to them here on the station. And hearing the hype train build. And so I've seen a couple highlights here and there on TV, but I haven't really sat down and flipped on Bally's. But so I'm excited to see these young guys.
Hey, I think it's great. First of all, that is a good option. Listen here on the main deal. But I think you're going to have a great time tonight, and I hope you enjoy. Are you taking anyone with you?
Me, my little sister, and her friend, and my grandpa.
Oh, there you go.
Family affair.
Yeah.
I love it. Dylan, enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, have a great time.
Thanks. Hope to see you there, Jim.
Yeah, hey, say hi. I'll be there. I'm excited. And I'm not jinxing this. I know you have this thing, John, where when I go to a game for one of our teams on the edge of a playoff race.
Are you sitting amongst the unwashed, or are you
going
to be
going
up in the...
I'm not going as a media member. Yeah. I want to be a fan. Like, people say, like, well, you can go to all these games for free with the media pass. Fine, but I like being a fan at these games.
It's so much more fun to be a fan.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because you know, technically, you're not allowed to cheer
in the press box.
Yeah, and you don't want to have that moment, be that guy,
and be, hey, sir, a little professionalism up here. Hey, you don't want to have to deal with that. I want to go as a fan. This is a fun time. We should all be enjoying this.
I know, but as when you go as a fan, I mean, are you taking your bride with you?
She's not coming. I'm going with a friend.
Oh.
She's a hockey fan, not a baseball fan.
Oh, okay.
I got a bunch of buddies that are big baseball fans. It's not hard to ask someone to go to a Tigers game now.
You're gearing up?
I don't have really much Tiger gear. I'm just going to go and enjoy the game.
I'm trying to figure out what the cost of experience is going to be like.
I don't have a car flag for the Tigers.
We saw it a couple of years ago. You posted it, and then it was gone.
You don't have a Tigers hat?
I don't wear hats. I'm sure I have one in the house.
Wait. You don't wear hats at all?
No. How long have you known me? Have you ever seen me wearing a hat?
Not in here.
I don't know. I thought you would definitely wear one.
I haven't really seen you outside the studio very much. You don't wear a hat?
I don't know.
Hmm. Now, do you wear the skipper hat on those cruises you go on?
Oh, gosh.
What cruises are those, Tom? Say what you want to say. Yes. I know what you want to say. There you go. Say it. We got Kerry Carpenter joining us at 9:35 this morning. John's Power Surge at 8:35. More of your phone calls, more of your texts. It's 97.1.
When I needed a new furnace and air conditioning unit, I called the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment and prices, but I think the biggest difference is their customer service. And I had to call them for a plumbing issue just last week. On my AC unit and furnace, I got a 5-year warranty. I know I'm covered, but it's great craftsmanship, great work. Call Mastercraft for your heat, AC, plumbing, and electrical. Even generators, tell them John Jansen sent you for up to $500 off fast installation and same-day service. If you want more information, you can find them on the web at mastercraftheating.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We had a revealing moment today. John tweeted the playoff bracket if it were to start today. The revealing moment is we realized John still hadn't changed the show name in his bio or his header photo. But once we got past that tense moment, we were able to move forward as a show.
Yes.
And we realized that the Tigers bracket is poetic. If the season were to end today, the Tigers would open with the Houston Astros. It would give A.J. Hinch a redemption series.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he'll ever acknowledge it, but it would give him a shot at redemption. The second round series would be against the Guardians, division rival.
Mm-hmm.
The third series, the ALCS, the 7-game series, could be against the New York Yankees. Remember,
when it all started,
Williamsport took 2 of 3, walk-off finish, national TV. You'd be back on TV for the Tigers to win their way to the World Series, where they could face the most poetic team, the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski's team, Nick Castellanos' team, the guys who were last here when the team was making these kind of runs.
And
it's all set up for the destiny, John.
Well, I know. You brought up that word, the team of destiny. It very much is. I don't remember, but it probably very much is. When you think about how poetic it could be, and you could call it poetry, you could call it irony. There's a lot of different adjectives you could use, but how sweet would that be? Why not dream?
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's improbable, but no one's played better ball for the last month and a half than the Tigers. Pitching is what gets them done in the playoffs. Now, I think early rounds where you can go condensed like the wild card round or the ALDS 3 and 5 game series are probably more their speed. 7 games, it gets tough. It gets tough because you got to take 2 guys off this roster, 2 guys that they were using to mix and match, and you're going to go up against some really good ball clubs. But you can't count them out. And that's the thing you have to have taken out of this stretch is it doesn't have to make sense. You can't count this team out. It's absurd, and it's great. Ticket Texter says, if they have a wild card spot locked up by Sunday, but they're tied with Kansas City, would you pitch Scooble to try to get the better seed / better matchup, or would you sit him to guarantee that he starts game one? My answer would be to make sure he pitches game one. Do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. That's that. If you lock things up, you want him pitching game one. There, you want him because the way that would play out is he pitches game one, you wrap things up hopefully in two.
Yeah, you get 2 chances at least.
And you get enough rest so that he can then pitch game one or at least one of the first 2 games.
Of the ALDS.
Of the ALDS.
And I know you got to win one step at a time, but him pitching the first game of the playoff series gives you the best step, your best foot forward to do everything that you want to do in the playoffs. As much as I'd prefer Baltimore over Houston, I want Scooble on the bump for game one of the playoffs, assuming everything's all locked up. Let's get to the phones. AC in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, everyone. Hopefully I can make it to this call without getting called a name this time. But I wanted to make a quick, bold statement. First, I think after our decade of futility in Detroit, this is our era. I think Detroit sports are all across the board about to come up. The Tigers are making the playoffs. The Lions are making the playoffs. The Red Wings won't fall until they're going to make the playoffs. And the Pistons will have a winning record this year.
Oh.
That's my bold statement.
Wow.
All across the board. We're going to have a great sports season. It's going to be a great time to be in Detroit. And right now, between the two, I believe in the Tigers over the Lions, just the way they're playing. I don't want to call it a team of destiny, but they got something going here, and I think it's going to carry them all the way through October. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate it, AC. And I do feel like we are entering a new era of Detroit sports. You lost me a little bit with the Pistons. I think that was the least likely of the scenarios. They have a winning record next season. But I'm down for everybody else in the playoffs.
Sure.
And deep runs for at least the Tigers and the Lions.
Yeah, I think the expectation this year was not that the Tigers were going to make the playoffs. The expectation now with 5 games left is that they are, in fact, going to be in the postseason. The expectations for the Wings is that they tied, lost the tiebreaker, but that this year they're a playoff team. That is the expectation. Whether or not Derek Lalonde or Yzerman or anybody wants to say it, that is the expectation. Going into next year, the expectation for the Tigers, it's going to change the conversation and it's going to change the perspective going into next year like it has for the Wings.
The tone, everything's different. The buzz in the city, everything is changing. It's exactly what AC talked about. All right, he referenced something, a question that I have never been able to ask in my life. We're going to get to that at 8:50. We have the power surge at 8:35. Let's get to Heather's news.
So Mike Francesa isn't the only one questioning Travis Kelce's dedication to football. So former ESPN personality Todd McShay thinks that Kelce is having a rough year because he spent the whole offseason partying with Taylor Swift. He's not blaming Taylor Swift, but he's just saying, the lifestyle that comes with dating such a big celebrity and doing all the things he was doing with her has an impact on his game.
I disagree. And I mean, so when you look, obviously, appearances can be somewhat deceptive. A different facial hair, different haircut makes you look very different. And I think a lot of us dudes can say that our appearance has changed when we met somebody that may have an influence on that.
Probably sure. In a good way.
In a good way,
mostly,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, no, I mean, watch the games. Watch him being double covered, triple covered. He's going to get the ball. He'll be just fine. The Kansas City Chiefs will be just fine.
Is it also possible that he's just getting older?
He
may have lost a step physically because Father Time?
That is obviously one very real
scenario
that could be playing out.
The numbers are down.
The numbers are down, yeah. Yeah, but it's also a 17-game season, not just a 3-game season.
If you're looking to get away and go check out some natural wonders this fall, Michigan, as we know, offers some great sights. But there's a new ranking from The Points Guy, which is a travel company that features five top destinations across the Midwestern U.S. for the best fall road trips. And of course, Michigan is included in the top five. So they say the scenic route along I-196 and U.S. 31, which runs along Lake Michigan, offers some of the most impressive views, of course, the fall colors and the beautiful sandy beaches as well. And then there's lots of great stops you can make along the way. You've got South Haven, tons of beaches there. Saugatuck, which is one of my favorite places. Holland, Harbor Springs, if you keep going, then the Tunnel of Trees. Have you guys done
that? I've seen that.
Yeah, it's
on
beautiful.
On 119,
yes.
It's unbelievable. I thought that when I saw the story, that was going to be the only thing that they talked about, just heading north out of Harbor Springs. But yeah, the West Coast, the views that you get, the color is is tremendous.
Very beautiful. We know that.
Well, wasn't me. Yeah.
No. So there's a shocking new study that found that nearly 200 chemicals linked to breast cancer are found and used in food packaging and things that we eat every day, and they are finding their ways into our bodies. So the study basically was done because they're finding that more and more younger people are being diagnosed with cancer. So they started to research, well, why is this the thing? And basically they found that these chemicals in the packaging can seep into the food that we eat, which then obviously enters our body. So there's a lot of things that you can do to try to avoid this. I mean, there's a lot of big details with big words I could get into, but I'm going to stick to like the things I understand. And some of this I definitely do. So I could change my ways, like phasing out nonstick pans in your kitchen. Like those are all the pans I use. And I've heard that they've got that coating on them that contains some of those bad chemicals.
Yeah. I mean, cast iron is always the way to go if you have time to appropriately clean it.
Sure.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows?
A lot of people.
Getting rid of the plastic water bottles. I use it in doing more like the stainless steel water bottles. I typically drink. I have a stainless steel water bottle, but I typically bring my
plastic one. Yeah, but doesn't it just have to be BPA free?
Well, that's what it is. But I just feel like, well, maybe there's other things in there though too.
Yeah, besides seeping into your water.
Yeah, exactly.
No one likes seepage.
Store your food in a glass container, not plastic. If you're going to use a microwave, heat things in glass, not in a plastic container. Mm-hmm. They say not only plastic, but there's also like the paper.
Paper plates?
No, but yes. But like the paper,
containers,
you shouldn't even use those. You should use glass. Yes. Things like that. There's a whole bunch of things you can do to avoid that.
That's all the time we have.
That's all I got.
We have one more news still today. We'll get to all the good stuff. That's Heather with the news. We've got John's Power Surge next. It's 97.1. And as we talk about all these great games to watch, let's talk about a place to watch them. Dive into the best pool in history at Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch the biggest games at a viewing experience that's built for sports fans. Six pools, three different levels, always a perfect view of a 40-foot tall, high-definition screen. It is a sports fan's paradise. It's Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch all the big games. Swim up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Your perfect game day spot might be the cozy day beds, could be a private cabana. You can lounge at the center of the action and take it all in. Reserve your place today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. We do have a winner for those Lions tickets. Shout out to Jay. He won the pair of tickets for the Lions on Monday night against the Seahawks.
Great time.
Also comes with that VIP tailgate package, bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets to the Lions VIP tailgate. We will have one more pair to give away before the game on Monday night.
Can't wait.
John, a question that I have never been able to ask that I can ask today.
Okay.
Who's more likely to win it all? The Tigers or the Lions? Never in my life have been able to seriously ask this question, because the Lions in the Super Bowl was a joke. You wouldn't be taken seriously if you brought that up until recently. And for the Tigers, I mean, up until the last month and a half, there's no reason to have believed that they could actually do this. But now you start to talk yourself into the hottest team in baseball, pitching out of their mind. I think it's a fair question. Their proximity to a title is closer to the Lions. They're not as talented as this Lions roster, but I think it's at least a question we could ask people. So I tweeted it out earlier in the show, and the response was 78% Lions, the team more likely to win it all. Surprised?
Not at all. I think there's much more belief in the talent level and the experience coming off of last year that the Lions players have. Now, the wild card is we have no idea between, you know, after week 3 and week 18 in the NFL season what injuries will happen. But most people believe, even though they drop one to Tampa, that this is still one of the best teams, not just in the NFC, but in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I don't know, even though the Tigers, this has been unbelievably fun and entertaining, how much do you believe, now I get it, it's a 3-game series, that they're going to beat Houston if that ends up being the matchup? Nobody would have thought that they would have beaten Baltimore 4 out of 6 games.
Well, that's what I would say.
Sweep Kansas City.
Yeah.
Swept Kansas City. But then if they win that one, then they have to face division rival Cleveland.
Sure.
If they win that one, they have to face
likely
the New York Yankees. Yeah, likely. Okay, it could be Kansas City, could be Baltimore, could be the Yankees. And then obviously if they win that one, it could be most likely the Phillies or the Dodgers.
Yep.
I mean,
listen, they're a long shot, but that's been the story of this team, is that you just, I won't rule it out.
But I think that's the key word there.
Yeah.
A long shot.
Yeah.
They're a long shot. I don't think people think that the Lions are a long shot.
No, I would answer the same way most people did. I would say the Lions. And but to me, it's a compliment that the Tigers could even be asked in this question, that 20% of you thought that the Tigers were actually the team in the city closer to winning a World Series / championship. I think it's a testament to where the Tigers have even gotten that it's a conversation or question we could ask. For what you said, though, the ceiling of this Lions team is higher.
Yes.
This Lions team is a better roster. This Lions team, both teams, oddly enough, have to win probably another 13 to 15 games to get it done. You know, given what it takes to win the World Series and for the Lions to win the Super Bowl. But here we are with both teams legitimately believing that they could win it all.
And the difference is if the Lions, and we all believe that they will, make the playoffs, a bad day is terminal.
Yeah.
A bad day in baseball means, oh, you get to play another one.
Yeah, but flip it on its head. It means you can't just get lucky one day in baseball. You're going to have to win 3 or even 4 in a series to win the whole thing.
Or you might have to get lucky, 30 times out of the last 45 games?
That continues to happen.
It's inexplicable.
Yeah, I do wonder, and I think the fair pumping of the brakes, a phrase you love, is when they get to a 7-game series, the Tigers, if they were to make the ALCS or the World Series, it does strain this pitching staff more than we've seen so far. Because right now they can go little mini series, right? 3-game series here. They got an expanded roster right now in the month of September. You get into playoffs, you got to trim 2 guys, and you're going to have to rely on longer outings from some of your pitchers against some of the best teams in baseball. Could they get exposed in a 7-game series? It certainly would be their
weakness.
That's
why they brought in Jackson Jobe.
Well, there it is, John. 248-539-9797. We got Sharon Moore top of the hour at 9:02. How about this story out of college football? We just want to carve out a little time to talk about it because I know it's one of those, breaking news stories. UNLV, they're 3-0 for the first time in 40 years. Their quarterback has said he's done playing this season and will redshirt because certain commitments have not been fulfilled when he decided to enroll. His statement says, "I've decided to utilize my redshirt. I will not be playing any additional games this season. I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that those commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program." They're a group of 6 darling with an outside playoff chance, and their starting quarterback has said, "No pay, no play."
Yeah, I'm out. And this is, I mean, we've talked about Jaden Rashada and his recruitment at Florida, the lawsuit that's going on. Now he's He's a freshman at Georgia as a backup quarterback behind Carson Beck. This is going to be something that will be a major issue in college athletics. And I don't even know if it's solved when the whole house settlement and they start actually revenue sharing, because you're still going to have these outside collectives. You're going to still have these outside incentives to go to schools. And what does that look like in the settlement? I have no idea. I don't think anybody really knows
right. The
implementation of what that settlement will look like. But yeah, if you're promised something, now the question is, was it promised in word or in writing?
Well, I think to him, it's the same, and he's willing to call their bluff yes. on it and say, are you willing to lose football games over it? Because right. I'm not playing.
Well, yes, to him, it's the same. To if he does decide to, have legal action like Jaden Rashada has had,
yep.
obviously in writing would make it much more provable.
Oh, yeah. But I think his I would imagine his goal is to not litigate this. His goal is to get them to bend the knee, give in, and give him what he feels he was promised. Yep. And if they don't, you risk upending the best season you've had in 40 years. Clock's ticking, tick-tock.
Oh, yeah, clock is ticking because it's not, hey, oh, yeah, check's in the mail. No, it better be a wire transfer, electronic deposit.
I mean, and anybody looking at this upset at the direction of college football and what does it come to? If you didn't get paid, you wouldn't go to work either. And I know that's not the way college sports have previously worked.
It's the world we live in now. You can like it or not like it. It's just the fact of.
Will we see more of it? I won't be surprised. And again, we don't know the story. Maybe he is asking for stuff that wasn't promised. But if he's truthful, and this does happen, guys get lied to in the recruiting process. This is his first year on
really?
Campus. I know, John.
Yeah, this is not just an NIL issue. This
right.
is a generational issue.
This becomes your recourse
yeah.
now.
And by that, I mean, it's happened for generations.
Exactly.
Promises.
Yeah. Promises that. What do you mean? I've told
you. Yeah, we'll throw you the ball. Okay, thanks.
Did anybody lie to you in the recruiting process?
No.
It's a little different for offensive linemen.
Well, I was a tight end. I jokingly say, we'll throw you the ball. I never got thrown the ball. That to me was more of a weight issue than a catching issue.
Oh, so you maintain if they would have called the play, you would have caught the ball.
Oh, there's no question. Oh, yeah.
And you see it more now. Well, like even the Monday night game, big fella gets a touchdown.
Big fella's wrong. Jake got a touchdown after me. Lloyd said, Jansen, it's not going to happen. And then a few years later, they throw it to Jake. You're welcome, Jake, for blazing the path for you.
John Jansen, trailblazer.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Sharon Moore, Kerry Carpenter at 9:35. It's 97.1.